the Archbishop wore combat boots. That's the title of Archbishop Philip Hannon's autobiography, one edited and pieced together by my dad, one that will certainly become an international bestseller shortly after the conclusion of this homily. I never lived in New Orleans when Archbishop Hannon officially was Archbishop. My family moved back home in 1992. And yet, as New Orleans Catholics know, during our 300 plus years as a local church, Hannon was always Archbishop. I'm not sure how or when, be it a childhood story of his paratrooping, his boots left by his episcopal residence door, his digging out sandbags in the middle of the night, or creating social programming for all in need. But I always think of Archbishop Hannon during difficult times. And the line I somehow think was his: never squander a tragedy. Never waste a tragedy. I suppose a politician could say the same. The opportunity to raise popularity, to show strength, to consolidate power in some way. No matter the press conference ratings I've been seeing, I've stopped tuning in to those local and national press conferences. I don't need so much bullying from the bully pulpit every day, I think. Hannon, though, was getting at tragedies being moments of intensity, of feeling, of need, moments of humanity, when good leadership can point on to God. Moses has one of those moments today in our first reading. The easy choice would be to step aside, to let them go off to their own devices. But he can't look away. He steps forward and speaks up. He doesn't waste this moment. We will not be on the world stage today. We will not be choosing between life or death, crafting policy for millions of people. But we will encounter someone going through tragedy, have someone in our lives in real need. May we choose to put on our boots, to step forward, and to lead. May we never waste a tragedy.